Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is at 6:49. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Before Shabbat came in Friday afternoon, we started seeing reports first of an attack on a restaurant, an Israeli restaurant in Melbourne, and then strange reports of an attack on a shul, on a synagogue in Melbourne as well. Very, very worrisome, very frightening. And as Shabbat came in, we didn't hear any more information until afterwards. It is Monday morning. It is 10 to 7. We're chatting now to Vic Aladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies in Australia. Vic, a very good morning to you. I know that we've seen this escalation, but it still must have come as a shock when this happened.
It absolutely came as a shock, and apologies, there's some background noise here. I hope you can hear me. The community is reeling, I have to say, given that we've spoken, you know, 100 times about the absolute tsunami of anti-Semitism during the last 12 months, where there were 2,062 incidents from October 7 to October 7 last year. And then things plateaued a little bit, and then now suddenly three incidents, and you mentioned two, and yet there was even a third or in Melbourne. So the first one, as you mentioned, synagogue, this is the East Melbourne synagogue, and this is a synagogue that's, just to add insult to injury, 150 years old synagogue. So it really is it's been there in the community for a long time. Mm-hmm. And about 20 people were sitting down to Shabbat dinner after the service inside a room in the synagogue on Friday night, obviously. So about 20 people, including young children, babies as young as 2 years old, who playing in the synagogue, etc., when a person poured flammable liquid on the front door of the synagogue and set it alight. It was, according to reports, one of the young children who suddenly smelled smoke, noticed smoke, and thank God nobody was injured. The people exited the building outside a rear door, and the police did, to their credit, respond quickly. Within 24 hours, a man was arrested, a 34-year-old man from Sydney, actually, was arrested on Saturday night, and he actually appeared in court on a preliminary charge yesterday, charged with reckless conduct endangering life, criminal damage by fire, and possessing a controlled weapon. And so that was the one incident. And then, again, as you mentioned, a very popular, prominent Israeli restaurant called Miznon, also in Melbourne, and where about 20 people stormed into the restaurant while people were having dinner there on Friday night, turned over tables, threw chairs, smashed windows, threw vegetables and food around the place, and the patrons sitting having dinner obviously were pretty terrified, and many got up and sort of tried to exit, etc. And so that took place, and then obviously and CSG were very aware of that, so very aggressive, and like I say, smashing, hurling chairs, glasses at the windows, etc.
Were they coordinated, these two attacks? It's very hard to hear you.
And then on Saturday morning.
Sorry, Vicky, if you can just.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. If you can just repeat the answer to that question.
Is there the answer yet as to whether these incidents coordinated?
Right.
We don't know the answer yet. And that was the night in Saturday morning, also in Melbourne, three cars were set alight, and with more hostile graffiti, anti-Semitic graffiti, etc. So, and that was on the major banner headline on the front page of today's Australian newspaper.
Sorry, Vic, I'm going to ask Mukundi just to get you back, because it's such an important conversation, but we are really, really struggling to hear you. So we'll be back with Vic straight after this. It is 6:54. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
6:55, Vic Aladef. Let's see if we can hear you better. I was asking you if these attacks were coordinated.
And the answer is we do not know yet.
Right.
So it is, and that is a very good question. We do not know. And then I don't know if you heard me say that there was a third incident in the early hours of Saturday morning, where three cars were set alight, also in Melbourne, and with hostile graffiti attached to that as well. So three incidents. And then, one of the senior government ministers gave a press conference outside the shul, which was the shul which was attacked, saying that while no one was harmed, we have all been harmed. Australia has been harmed. This is not what Australia is about. And so it was a important message coming from a senior government minister. The banner headline in one of today's newspapers says, "Plea to nations leaders, unite to defeat this hate. Jewish community calling for action." And so the community is reeling as a result of this these incidents, which have just suddenly erupted.
So,
trying to set fire to a synagogue. You know, and the last time that happened was the Adas Israel synagogue, which was burnt, destroyed in December last year. And by the way, no one has been arrested to this day in connection with that synagogue.
So I was listening to Aaron Molan yesterday, who was saying that enough with the condemnations and voicing support. There's a lot of talk around that. There's also been a lot of talk from, you know, this has escalated. We have seen one of our listeners asking me the following questions to ask you. Australian authorities have denied and ignored the imam spewing hate speech for decades. Where did they think that this would end? So there's a lot of course, the right condemnation of it. The Premier, everybody's condemning it. But the fact is that it's become a hostile environment for Jews. And I was thinking about it over the weekend. You can be arrested for trying to bring an orange into Australia, but this is allowed. You know, people don't. It's such a law-abiding environment. You don't park your car on the wrong side of the road in Australia. But yet somehow these major things have been allowed to develop. Surely people must be angry. This was obvious where this was going.
You're absolutely right, and it's very sadly, you're absolutely right, and that it's what we touched on it last week when we spoke about what is becoming normalized in this country now. Mm. And that is, and I had just this morning I had a meeting with a member of parliament saying how this cannot be allowed to become normalized. And you're right, and as you're quoting Aaron Molan there, it's all very well to say that this is not part of who we are, this is not who we are as Australia, and yet the reality is it is becoming who we are if things don't happen. So one of the things which was mentioned this morning is to have a national task force against hate. Now, it's and then for all the police, because every state has its own police force, and then there's the federal police. So for them to combine on this issue and not have disparate forces who are addressing this, not sharing intelligence. And so, yes, it is. I mean, I know talk is easy and platitudes and etc., but it's beyond the community is reeling as a result of what took place in Melbourne.
Vic, was there visible security outside the shul? I mean, because I read that an account that this kid was looking through the cameras. Was there no? I think you call it CSG or whatever the community support security would be. Were they not visible there?
I don't know the answer to this question. It's a good question. I will find out the answer to that question. Because most shuls, I mean, CSG are absolutely active everywhere. And the normal practice is every Friday night, every Shabbat, every service, there is CSG outside. So I would be very surprised, without having checked, I'd be very surprised if they weren't there. But I will find that out and I'll come back to you with that.
Appreciate it. It is very, very upsetting, and I can only imagine what the Jewish community is going through, knowing that these things are happening, these attacks are happening, and they are not small events. So our hearts, prayers, and thoughts are with you and the Australian Jewish community. Give me your thoughts, 0618951019. That's Vic Alladair, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.